I'm sure you're going to love this. Just one moment, okay? Let me grab that.
Hi, John. John, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And, of course, Dan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service and how it works, what's included. Also, to apply the new in business rate here and get you the best pricing possible. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
Yeah, I wanted to be, well, I mean, I'm not going to do it unless I'm on the top five when the show's
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't need to be 10th. I don't need to be 8th. You know, I need to be...
Right.
I need to be up there in the first 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's absolutely what's going to happen here. I mean, it is our job when these positions become available to find the right company to work with. We don't put our clients in competition with each other, but we are a Google partner, and we will create all the content necessary for your business to be one of those top options. Now, you would go at least, 40, 50 miles, 60 even for the right job?
Yeah, 60. 60 is our range. Yeah, we'll
okay.
Stay within 60. 60 headed east and probably 20
right.
Headed west.
Got it. Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. And is there a preference of residential over commercial or vice versa? You kind of like the mix as it comes?
Not really.
Yeah,
no, we've done both, and we can continue to do both.
Perfect. Yeah, so we'll be targeting both residential and commercial clients. Now, there would be a social media campaign as well, paid Facebook ads, and, of course, being able to target exactly where you want to go, specific cities and zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you. The reduced rate here for a younger company makes it quite affordable. It's actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. It is a fixed rate offered on a month-to-month basis, and that rate is to the penny, so there's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. You'd be saving $300 every single month and bringing the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. That $299, like I said, is the exact amount, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be that exact amount. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you might want for your business at this point?
All right, so it's $10 a day, and that's
right.
Good for how long? I mean, that's a one-month price, and what's it in
Correct.
Year and month six?
Yeah, so it's actually a reduced rate for a younger company, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just kind of an assistance program to make it more affordable for younger companies. Although there are no long-term contracts, you know, our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So your success is our success. No matter how long you keep the service, even if you become an established business and you're still using the service, even if our price goes up years from now, your rate would stay at the exact amount, that $299. And again, it's to the penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits, or anything like that.
Okay. Can I cancel it any month?
Correct. Yeah, it's month to month. It's completely at will. There's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. It can even be paused seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it's that exact amount, and you can stop at any time.
Okay. Is there some sort of contract that I have to sign that says I have to do it for 6 months or a year? Or
no.
Any of that?
No, in fact, one of the things that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, before I could even ask you for a payment, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month. That means you can try it for a month, and if you don't like it or change your mind or whatever, you can stop at any time. Month to month means you can, you know, keep it. Pause it. It's all totally up to you. There's no contract. There's no paperwork that says it's, you know, 6 month minimum or anything like that. I mean, our job though, of course, is to keep your phone ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. But because we are Google partners, the service is offered month to month from the very beginning. And it'll stay month to month. I mean, we do offer longer contracts. If you're like, hey, I really love it, it's definitely working, you can lock in a lower price by prepaying for 3 months, 6 months, or a year at a time. but we do keep it month to month.
Okay. Who do y'all work with as far as garage door companies right now?
Well, I mean, we do work with every industry under the sun and all across the United States and Canada. I mean, that's our service area. And when positions become available, it's our job to find eligible candidates and call through the area until we find one business to work with. So we do have several garage door businesses that are working with us currently. Nothing off the top of my head. Again, my job is just to fill positions in any industry as long as they're in my area.
All right. What company is this again?
Yeah, let me send you a link to the pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. It's going to be to our pricing page, which, of course, is LocalSplash.com, and then /SEO-packages. So if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd be happy to walk you through a couple of things there. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Any letters? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are, of course, going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. And, of course, that means you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You can see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews. Now, you'll have reviews on multiple platforms, and wherever those reviews populate, they'll also repopulate on your tracking system. You can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you. Of course, we'd be able to do that at no additional cost. Now, as far as, we've been around since 2004. We're going to change that 18 to 19 on December 17th, our anniversary, just less than 2 weeks away. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it's a month-to-month service, we have to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, if you scroll down just below where that big graphic is, it says Google Partners. There's a box that says Google Partner with the colorful Google G on that. You can click right on that box. It is not copy and paste it off the internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, you can see that we are Google partners. Now, that is going to make a big difference. Every so often, Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, and when they make those changes, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So we'll always have the right content out there to keep you right there at the very top of the page. Now, as far as the packages go, the $299 is actually 50% off the normal cost of the Platinum package. So I think that'd be ideal for you if you were going 100 miles or something like that. If you were, like, from Dan's notes, you know, not starving for work, if you've had, like, multiple crews and you want to take on the world, we might be talking about some of those other packages. But I think a steady stream of phone calls coming directly to you, that Platinum package will allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. So what y'all are doing is the Platinum, and then you're waiving the setup fee?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly correct. So it's $299 is the out-the-door cost, you know, saving $300 every month, waiving your setup fee. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that because, again, next month it won't go up to $599. It's actually going to stay at $299. So you'd save that $300 every single month, saving $599 in the first month with that setup fee waived.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you get this question a lot. You know, there's a lot of companies, companies in parentheses here that they just call and try to get a credit card and you never hear from them again, scamming and all kinds of stuff. I get calls every day. And
I'm sure you do. I can imagine, yeah. Absolutely.
I literally hung up on people within the first 30 seconds for the past month. But I've tried to build my website myself.
Yeah.
And try to get, you know, on the first page of Google. We really don't need to be. I mean, we'd like to be.
Right.
But, Yeah, I mean, that's important. My brother owns a business as well, and he's number one on Google in his industry. And
yeah.
He did it without paying for any of this stuff, and he was telling me how to optimize SEO and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I just frankly don't. I just don't know enough about it. I mean, I don't care to know enough about it. But
yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you're an expert at what you do, and for a lot of things, you know, we do have the option of doing it ourselves. You know, we can do our own taxes, we can cut our own grass, we can cut our own hair if we wanted to. But I mean, there are many things in life that it's worth paying a professional to do. And certainly, you know, you've got a lot on your plate already as a business owner, and I bet you'd prefer to just pick up the phone, talk to somebody, do the job, get paid for it, versus, you know, trying to get your business on that first page to get the phone ringing. I mean, it is a reduced rate. I mean, to be quite honest with you, that $299 in that first month is less than what we'll spend on our end to get you on that first page. So we've kind of got skin in the game too, so to speak. We're invested in your success. We probably need to earn your business for probably 3 or 4 months just for us to break even. I've actually been with the company myself for well over 10 years, in fact, more than 10 and a half years at this point. But some of my clients have been with me from the beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So we certainly do want to make it affordable enough for you. Just get your phone ringing and have a long-term relationship with you.
So when you say first page, I mean, there is like 10, right, on the first page?
Yeah, usually, right.
So, I mean, where would I land if I did this? If I Googled myself tomorrow and I paid up and whatever, how long would it take for me to be, you know, wherever I'm supposed to land on that first page?
Right. So, I mean, it's not like we can flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. I'm sure you're aware, even as a Google partner, it's going to be a bit of a process. We have to do everything by strict Google guidelines. But, you know, 7 to 10 business days is what we're told to say for the ads to be in place. And as far as the placement of this specific, it's going to depend on what someone types in. You know, it will vary a little bit from keyword and search phrase to other keywords and search phrases. Someone types in garage door service, and then they go back later on that day, type in garage door services or something like that. Even a small change like that might shift your placement up or down a spot or something like that. So, I mean, you offer a lot of different services. Looks like you even do epoxy floors and things like that. So, our job is just to get you right there at the top of the page for all the keywords and search phrases. You're not going to be limited by what someone types in. I mean, as long as it's something that you do and want to be found for, even misspellings and things like that, you can still pop up as a top option and get those phone calls.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I do want to do it. As long as, you know, y'all stick with $10 a day.
Yeah, no, it's locked in. And like I said, I wouldn't even be able to ask you for a form of payment until I get that down on a recorded line on the voice verification. But before I do that, let me get a little bit of information here from you. It looks like, at least on the website, the garage at westaplexgarage.com is the best email address for you. Is that still correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So one more thing before, how did y'all find me as a potential customer? I mean, you said somebody had left and there was
well,
something opened up or something.
So when positions become available, yeah, and I don't know the exact specifics. It could have been someone who retired, moved out of the area, got a big commercial contract and decided they didn't need our services anymore. I've had, you know, a guy fall off a ladder, break his leg, you know, things like that. So I'm not exactly sure what did happen, but you've got some type of online presence. And when positions become available, our inventory department does look for a business in the area, obviously providing services that fit the category, no bad reviews, that type of thing. So you definitely do have a nice looking website. I know that you said you've been working on it. It's got a lot of information on there, and certainly it's Google compliant. It meets what Google needs to see in a website. It is mobile optimized. It's a secure website, which, you know, is important because you've got that contact page as well, and people can put in personal information. The address on that website, the 650 Toto Road, I mean, do customers ever come to you, or you're strictly service-based and only go out to them?
No, we're service-based. We don't.
I was going to say, yeah,
we don't
most likely. Right.
No, that's, yeah. So that's just the warehouse. That's where we keep our stuff. Yeah,
perfect. And
I
you
really
know,
only have that on there. Honestly, I shouldn't have that on there, but I
was going to say, yeah, I mean, if you don't want people driving out there and knocking on that door, if there's not like someone who'd be there to receive a potential customer, Google would actually prefer that it's just not listed at all. I mean, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then, John, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on obviously is a good number for your customers to call. It's the one on the website. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, that's the best number.
Okay, perfect.
We have two different numbers. This is my direct line.
Okay.
We advertise on social media a different number, but...
Okay.
Mine is on the website. Yeah.
Yeah, yours is the one on the website. And then Dan never did get your last name. John, what is it?
It's Peterson.
Peterson. S-O-N. And then John, J-O-H-N?
Yep.
Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You'll spend about 25, 30 minutes talking to our technician about, you know, exactly where you want to be found, all the different services you want to be found for, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information that I've got, information off of your website. We'll want to know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I am required to do, like I mentioned, is to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and as I mentioned, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, Mr. Peterson, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, John, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. John, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Westoplex Garage.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Peterson, please state your name and your official title within the business.
John Peterson. I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, John, as the owner of Westoplex Garage, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, John, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, John, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Peterson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask, of course, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're certainly not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, John, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that all of your information is always accurate. Mr. Peterson, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself and waiving the setup fee, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which again I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home. Of course, the Google, or let's just say the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. And it is offered on a month-to-month basis. Recurring billing on the 6th of the month moving forward and that same exact reduced rate of $299, once again, that rate will never go up on you. Month-to-month, of course, means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, there's no contract, it is completely at will. You can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Peterson, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, John, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Peterson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, John, that actually does conclude the voice verification. That first payment, Mr. Peterson, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa.
On a Visa? On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And for you, is it simply first and last name, any middle initial on that card?
Yes, John H. Peterson.
John H., okay. And then, John, you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. It's 4246. Mm-hmm. 3153.
Yes, sir.
8015.
Okay.
4607.
And then, John, the expiration month and year?
September of 28.
So September of 2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
816.
816. I got 816, 816 on the back in September of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4246, 3153, 8015, 4607?
Yep.
Okay. And does that bill at the 650 Toto Road 76088?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What is it still the same zip code?
No, it's different. It's Fort Worth.
Okay. What is and what is the exact street address?
It's 5104.
Okay.
Peach Willow Lane.
And the zip code?
76109.
76109. Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive through our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Why don't you just send me a text like you did earlier?
I will. Yeah, and you'll get that in just a second. I'm going to send it right now. And then you'll also receive it by email as well. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is, of course, Central Time. And then you can email, of course, 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then if you email, they'll respond within the following business day.
All right.
A couple of things here. I do need to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but really it only takes about 25, 30 minutes. And then I also did want to set up a security question here for you moving forward. But as far as that client interview goes, it looks like I can still get you in at 11 o'clock if that does work out for you. There's also 12 and 1, and then this afternoon there is a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Like I said, it's probably going to get you a couple of minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Did you want something as soon as possible or later on today?
Yeah, they can call me at 11. That's fine.
At 11? Okay. So we're going to schedule the call from 11 to 12. If I am available when our technician is ready to call you, it might be right at 11 or a couple of minutes after. If I am in between phone calls myself, I'll be on that beginning part of the call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a phone call, and in that case, they would, of course, call you on their own. They will have your file, and they'll take really good care of you either way. I did want to set up just a little bit of added security for you, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us moving forward, John, if they tell us that they are with Westaplex Garage, they will we will most likely ask, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. And then even more importantly, anyone calling you moving forward, John, telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Can I create my own?
Well, those are the only options in there in our system.
All right. City I was born in is fine.
And then what is the answer?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, okay. And then that's just, again, for our records, for us calling you or for you calling in to us. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then you're also going to receive not only that confirmation email, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there, and then we'll get you off the phone pretty quick here.
All right. Let me open it. All right. I'm looking at the invoice.
Okay. So above the invoice, at the top it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says something like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlink, John, and if you click on it, it will go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that will be provided for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. So everything we went over in that voice verification. Now, Google, of course, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. Most of them are just doing it on their smartphone, though. But you'll be found there as well. Again, a lot of phone calls on opportunities that we want you to get, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and all the appropriate directories. We don't have to do a website for you. You've already got a website, but we will do those Facebook ads, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you see there's a long line that goes across, just below it, there's your phone number and a couple of boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to send you text messages, so please click on that box. And then below that, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we would want you to click on that box as well. And the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So if you type it in, it's case sensitive. Of course, the first letters of your first and last name and the middle initial are capitalized. There's not a period after the H. If you do copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box on the right. That's going to do a few things. Of course, it does let us know that it's month to month, that we fixed the rate, that the rate's not ever going to go up on you, that we actually waived the setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know, John, that you're successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, it did.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. You're seeing it simply because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and our automated system at this point thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do that client interview in the 12 o'clock hour to get the information that we need for there to be something to track. I can give you the username because that's already been created, but in a day or so, you're going to receive by text and email both the username that I'll give you and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password at that point if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. The username cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it is easy to remember. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on, so your direct line. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, then your username is 817-521-5608. Now, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, again, that's the email address for the support team, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite. Normally, you'd get a reminder email an hour prior, but we've already passed that time. Your client interview is probably going to be in about a half an hour or so. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is, again, just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say client interview. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it actually has your username, your name, and then your phone number. But you're all set and squared away here. Hopefully I am available in about a half hour or so when our technician's ready to give you a call. It has been a real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to say, first of all, thank you for your patience and taking this phone call, but also welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you, Paul. I think I got a text message here with your direct line. So
I believe you did. I certainly did send it.
I'll reach out to you with any questions. Hopefully it pays off for both of us.
Yeah, sounds good. Absolutely. And we do look forward to working with you. I really appreciate your time. And again, hopefully I'm available in about a half hour when our technician calls you. But if not, you have a great rest of the day, sir.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. Take care. Bye now.